Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Here we see in Psalm 14, an individual who chooses not to receive the truth and the existence of God. Throughout the Bible, you'll never find God's origin, for Scripture presupposes that God always existed. Throughout the Bible, you will never find Scripture declaring God having to prove himself, for the Bible presupposes that God is God and does not have to prove himself to man. There are many reasons why individuals refuse to believe in God. Perhaps they were betrayed by someone in the church or clergy. Perhaps they were not raised with an awareness of who God is. Perhaps they believe that they must pull themselves up by their own bootstraps and survive on their own. Perhaps they have hardened resentment and unforgiveness. That's a barrier to them trusting and receiving a loving God. Perhaps they have lost a loved one or had some tragedy in their life and they're blaming God. Whatever the reason may be, Psalm 14 gives the lifestyle of individuals who choose not to believe in God. This word fool in Psalm 14 is not a Hebrew word that insults individuals. This word in the context of fool speaks of an individual in his folly, an individual in a tragic state based on his unbelief, and how it is tragically unfortunate that this individual has made a choice to receive the judgment of God. For those that desire to know God, they must believe that God is. For the Scripture declares in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God has revealed himself to all individuals. For the Scripture declares in Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. God's divine creation, each snowflake different, each star different, each fingerprint different, each blade of grass different. God revealing himself to all through his divine creation. God reveals himself through nature as a loving God, a kind God, merciful God, gracious God. And God has proven his existence not only through divine creation, but God has proven his love towards us. When Philip asked that Jesus prove the existence of God, Jesus replied, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. When you've seen my love, you've seen the Father's love. When you've seen my miracles, you've seen the Father's miracles. And those that reject the love of God reject Jesus Christ. For the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.